Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Personalities loom large in the proposed merger of CBS and Viacom. Let's get the latest on that from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. And we're not talking about on-air personalities, Tom. We're talking about the folks that are high up in the corporate suites, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Both companies, are under pressure to gain scale and do a mega deal like Disney Fox and AT&T Time Warner, which, by the way, is in antitrust hearings right now. But all that, like you mentioned, has been pushed aside now in what you might call a corporate Game of Thrones between the controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone, who runs National Amusements, the overarching company that owns both Viacom and CBS. So this feud between Sherry Redstone and CBS CEO Les Moonves, having less to do with the fundamentals and putting a deal together with price and the synergies that both sides claim can come out of this deal, and now more to do with succession plans and corporate governance and who's really pulling the levers in this thing.
Haven't we done this before, Viacom and CBS?
Yeah, that was tried in 2016. That merger attempt failed. But since that time, the pressure, that drumbeat for a merger has continued. Audience erosion has eaten away at both companies' share prices since then. And they are relatively small companies. Combined, they're about $37 billion at current levels, which is very small compared to, say, a Disney that sits at about $150 billion. So $37 billion to $150 billion gives you a sense of the kind of scaling and size and synergies that these two smaller companies are hoping to make happen with a potential merger.
Do you think this makes sense?
Apparently, you know, the people who really watch this and really, you know, do a side-by-side comparison say, yes, there are synergies there. CBS, of course, has the TV stations and the programming piece, and Viacom brings MTV and BET and Nickelodeon and Paramount Studios and the network and VHS1 to the table. So there are some synergies there, but there's also disagreement about what those are worth. There's about a $200 million gap between what CBS sees as the synergies and what Viacom sees as the synergies, and that's added up to about a $2.8 billion valuation gap when it comes to making an offer, CBS making an offer to Viacom. So that's also standing in the way of this deal.
Tom, right now the street says CBS is down about 2% and Viacom's down about 1.5%. Are traders looking at this with a little bit of skepticism?
Yeah, because both businesses are successful. CBS is a successful business, but this is definitely weighing down stock valuations and eroding shareholder value. I think once it gets resolved and if there's a clear path forward and some of those synergies can be realized, I think some of that pressure comes off. But between now and then, this sword fight that's happening between Sherry Redstone and Les Moonves is no doubt it's going to have an impact on valuation.
All right. Fasten your seatbelt. Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle.